Well, hello, everybody. This is Adam Seward, and you're listening to the first installment of Awaken Life here on KKNW 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio. And so I'm very excited to have you all here with us. I mean, here we are. There's a lot of time, a lot of energy that's gone into preparing for this show, and just very excited. And actually, I'm here in the studio. I have a few very special guests. Who I'll be introducing to you a little bit later. And I'm also here in the studio with Eric, my new sound technician, who I just met last week. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Adam.
Yeah, we had a great sort of prep session last Monday where we got to get to know mm-hmm. each other a little bit and talk about the vision for the show. And it just, you know, it just feels like we really, really like each other, and we're really excited to start this project together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited for the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks, Eric. Good to have you here. So he'll be pushing the buttons. What's in store for you today? Well, we've got a very, very special opening show planned for all of you here today to officially launch this new show. What we'll be doing is I'm actually going to take a lot of the first period to just talk to you about the journey that led to this point, because it's been really nothing short of miraculous, everything that's happened to wind up sitting here in this seat talking to you, really from coast to coast. I mean, we've got a station out in Rhode Island, WBLQ. I know my sister, Paige, is listening in Colorado. Hi, Paige. And, and of course, we're here in Seattle broadcasting to the whole greater Seattle area here. So we're coming to you coast to coast. But what I'd like to do to open the show today is really just talk about the journey that got here. And then we're going to hear from our guests, because there are a couple people who really played an important role in bringing this into being. And they're actually here to join me today, and I'll introduce you to them in a second. And then we're going to talk about, what does it mean to live an awakened life? What is the vision of this show? What is the purpose of this show? And truly, what is the deeper or essential meaning of living that kind of life? Because that's really the aim. This show from the very start is been created with the intention of serving its listeners and really going deeply into the awareness of what it means to live awake. So we'll talk about that later too. But let me just start. Let me tell you a little bit about how we got here. So for me, it really started back in the year 2000. I had an experience that I could really only call an awakening. I didn't call it that when it happened, but since that time, I've learned that that's really the best way to describe it. It was as if my entire world changed. It began a transformation in my life that has not stopped. It's really just accelerated. But over the past 10, 11 years, it's just deepened. And part of that experience was that I knew that I was going to be serving in a role of service as a counselor. And that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years is working as a counselor. But about a year ago, I had the idea to write a book. And so I formed the intention that I was going to write this book over the summer, actually, last summer. And I put the title up on a board, and the title is Embracing Silence, Awakening to Your True Nature. And about a week later, I saw this guy, and immediately I knew there was something special about him. There was actually a voice within me that said, I know an angel when I see one. And so interestingly, I started talking to this guy, and he turned out to own a publishing company, Light Books Publishing. And interestingly, he agreed to publish the book. And so over the course of the summer, this book came into being. So in October, just as I pretty much crossed the last T and dotted the last I, I went on a little trip. I went to Minneapolis. And while I was there, I got a phone call. And the person on the other line said, Adam, your home has burned down and you have lost everything you own. So, warning, be careful when writing a book that has everything to do with letting go and non-attachment, because you might be called to live that. But it was really interesting, because when I got the news, I got on a plane immediately to come home. And when I was on the plane, I had this sense, this inner knowing. It's as if I, you know, heard a voice say, watch as every loose end is tied up and everything falls into place, and smile. That was the message. And I have to say, since that moment, everything has just fallen into place. There just hasn't been a moment where it felt like, oh no, I'm so sad that this happened. That just never, that never came up. So, the experience was no doubt all part of, again, what brought me to this point. And it's been relatively free of suffering. So, what happened next is another interesting story. Actually, it was in February of this year, 2011, and this is after I'd been able to rebuild and get a new place and some new things and so on. And I had a dream, and I'll definitely let you know how this relates to starting this show. But I had a dream, and this was not an ordinary dream. This was the sort of dream that is really more of a life event than just a dream, because there was a major piece of information and communication that came through in this dream to me. And it's really, there's only been two, maybe three dreams in my entire life that have had such a powerful message that I knew I was supposed to receive, that really, so rather than feeling like just a dream, it felt like a life event. But this dream, it was interesting the way I remembered it, because actually it was real life. I saw a guy wearing a whistle, and immediately I remembered this dream that I'd had the night before of a whistle. But it wasn't an ordinary whistle. Actually, it was it was a very sacred whistle. In fact, it was so sacred that you could literally use this device, this artifact, to bring a world into being and live in it. That's how powerful it was. And I had one of my teachers was in the dream, and I remember asking him. I said, "Do you know about the whistle?" And he kind of in the dream smiles and looked at me, and he goes, "Oh yeah." So it was as if I'd had this whistle before and I'd lost it. It was just so sacred and so symbolic of the depth of awareness from which this dream came from. Fast forward 2 weeks, I'm actually sitting in the office of my teacher, and this is real life, and I say, "Greg, does the image of a sacred golden whistle have any meaning to you?" And he said, he stands up, he walks to the corner of his office, and he opens up this little cabinet from which he pulls a golden whistle on a chain. And he lays it on the table in front of me, and he says, "Did it look like that?" And so in that moment, I realized that I was a part of something that was very significant, that there was a message that was coming to me in the symbol of this whistle and in this dream. And part of the message that I received was that we're in a time where there's a need for those of us who are on the spiritual path, those of us who are living a conscious life, to start to speak up, to start to really share what that means and what, and the depth of that. And I felt that for myself in particular, because if you think about it, a whistle is a really interesting symbol. It's designed to make a very high-pitched noise that really is to for the purpose mostly of getting your attention. So not long after that, I received a phone call that related very much to the dream and the purpose that I found in this whistle, in the symbol. And actually, the person who was on the other line of that is here with me today. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to this person who was on the other end of the phone. And we're going to talk about the message or the, well, actually, she had a question. She had a question. So we're going to talk about what that question was and what the answer was when we get back. Thank you. See you soon. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship, babe.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Awaken Life. I'm Adam Seward. You're listening here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio, coast to coast. So we've led up to this story of how we ended up here on the radio, and after everything that happened, everything I shared with you in the first segment there, interestingly, this message that Spirit gave to me, that I'd like you to make some noise, I'd like you to have a wider audience, I'd like you to really speak up about what it means to live an awakened life, and then the phone rang. And the person who's on the other end is here with me today, and she's really a person that in some sense needs no introduction because of the impact that she's had here on this radio station, KKNW, and in through the creation of Transformation Talk Radio. But she's a person who immediately, when we first talked, shared a vision with me, and I'm so, so pleased to have you here in the studio with me. Dr. Pat, welcome.
Wow, it's great to be here. Look at you.
Here we are. We're doing it.
Look at you.
We're doing it.
Look at you, man. Ugh. Wow, you're all in, dude.
Man, so I get this phone call, and it's mm-hmm. interesting because the phone call was really, she was calling, she'd heard about my book. A friend of hers had mentioned that I was teaching here in the area, and she called me to actually have me as a guest on her show. But mm-hmm. I don't think we were a minute into our initial conversation until she started saying, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I think you need to have your own show.
Yeah.
You remember that?
There's no question about it. I mean, you know, what's really clear to me is I've had voices, messages, visions, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call them, mm-hmm. Over the course of my career. I mean, my thing on radio started with the transposed wrong phone number for my first hour.
Right.
And so after that kind of thing, you learn this. But it was really clear to me in about 30 seconds after we connected vibrationally that what I was about to offer you was going to be too small. It was going to be the idea of playing not to lose as opposed to playing to win. You know, because once I got a sense of you, which didn't take all but a few seconds, and I looked at your work and I looked at your book, it was really clear to me that the world really needed to hear about you.
Thank you.
That's it. And the way that I know how to do that at the moment is through this vehicle, this amazing vehicle. I mean, I love this. I love that, you know, here we are sitting in the Pacific Northwest, clear across the country. People are listening to this show out of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, and WBOQ on Transformation Talk Radio all over.
Yes.
And it's amazing to me. But, you know, the question do you remember the questions, the two questions I ask you?
Well, I remember you said one of the main question for you, Adam, is how big, how fast.
How big and how fast do you want to go?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you have a vision for someone else, you don't want to impose that upon them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, it's kind of like our parents at some level. Funny I'm bringing that up. But, you know, it's kind of like having parents that want you... You know, like my dad, you know, want you to be in the trucking business. And you're like, really? you think that's going to be me?
Yeah.
At one hand. And yet at the other hand, you're so influenced by them. But in the ultimate scheme of things, you have to answer that question. Why don't you tell everybody what you said?
Well, it was an interesting experience because you just said, you know, how big, how fast, and this is an opportunity I want you to consider.
Yeah.
And so when I consider something... And it's of you know, some magnitude. Part of what I do is I go within and I ask what do I do? And I was actually sitting in meditation, and it felt like it might as well have been sky written because it was so clear that this was the right step for me to take. I mean, with the dream that I had, the fire. Everything that's led up to this point, I just knew what the answer was. And it was funny because I don't normally, when I start a meditation, I don't stop it until it's over, but I hopped right up off my cushion and I went over to the computer and I sent you one of the most interesting emails I've ever sent anyone. I just typed the word yes. It was, you sent an email saying, hey, look at this paperwork. Let me know what you think. I sent back the word yes in about 750
fonts. Yeah, it was huge. I sent it out to everybody on the team.
It was so clear. I just knew that that was the answer. I knew the answer was yes. I knew it. And look at us now. I mean, it's been so clear. Ever since that moment, a chain of events was put into motion that has brought us to this point. And you can feel the energy. You can feel it. What we're doing here is meaningful.
Right.
You know, so.
And, you know, you shared a story with me about, you know, your home burning down.
Yes.
And I think you said it burnt down in October or something. I didn't remember the exact. And I said to you, isn't it interesting how fire has brought us together? And I shared with you that I said, I know what it's like to lose things in a fire. And we had a conversation about that. And I shared with you that around the same time, when I was very young, 7 years old, my mother died in a fire.
Yeah.
And I always wonder about, you know, the cosmic connection that the universe, you know, does, how that happens, how people get interweaved into this thing we call life.
Yes.
You know, and how interesting where fire becomes that thing which burns things away so that more can be revealed.
Yes, yes. Yeah, interestingly, what you're saying, what you're talking about your losing your mom in this fire, I'm going to come back to something that relates with our second guest who is here, and actually he has something to talk about today that really relates to that same thing, but it was really something because after I talked to you and I said yes, we had another conversation, and the question then became, okay, well. We can't do this alone. We're going to need help. And who is that going to be? And so it became time to make another phone call. And who do I call for help but my dad, my partner in this.
Yes.
And he's here with us today. Dad, it's so good to have you here. And God, I just love you so much.
Adam, I love you so much. And Dr. Pat, I mean, these are my buddies here with me today. I'm so excited to be here. And now I need to talk a little bit about some of these steps because, as usual, when you have a son that's going through these profound experiences that we love so much and he loves us so much, you know, we experience it too. And back in 2000, when Adam had his awakening experience, we experienced it too at 4 a.m. In our bedroom. We were brought into that excitement. It was quite an experience. Same way with the fire. I felt like I had a huge loss when you called me to say that your home had burned down. Mm. But all along the way, this has been a wonderful ride.
So I call you up and I go, Dad, what do you think about going into radio?
Yes. Well, I'm on the third hole of a golf course down in Arizona called the Duke, and I've got a second shot over water, over sand traps, and so I tell Adam I actually set the phone down to hit my next shot, and I didn't hit it very well.
Thanks, by the way, for answering my call, even though you're out there on the golf course. Sorry about that shot.
No, but. We talked about this possibility of the radio show, and I could feel his energy. It was an automatic yes. I didn't have the 750 font, but it was. You know, and my way is just to say, Adam, let's just do it. It's done. You know, make it happen. And so. Here we are.
So wow. Then your next shot was a hole in one.
Well, you know, it was awful close to that. I mean, no, this was really a wonderful experience.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this is. I mean, it's been clear from that point forward. I mean, that we jumped on a ride, truly, and it just hasn't slowed down. I mean, it just keeps speeding up. But that's been my experience. Dad is similar for you.
Very much so, but. You know, we talk about the concept of all in, and
we were
definitely all in, and that commitment was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was sharing with you before air that I had a discovery, and you know, I discover things through losses, and honestly, I want to stop that. So I'm telling y'all upstairs, don't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go through loss to discover things. But one of the things I discovered was this commitment idea.
Yeah.
Because what I discovered was, you know, contrary to popular belief, commitment is not a yes or no. Commitment is a process.
Mm, yes.
You know, because what I'm committed to today, whether it be radio, relationships, that changes from day to day. What doesn't change is my commitment to be of service. Mm. It just happens to be in this venue. But even that has to be reevaluated. And so what I loved about this is the more you said yes, the more things showed up, you know, bigger, better, faster, whatever you want to call it. And you had to reevaluate and you had to commit to that next level.
Right.
And then this, then more commitment.
Well, and one thing you called it is that I appreciate is a divine yes.
It is a divine yes.
And I want to talk a little bit about what made it a divine yes for me, because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, this, you know, rationally, I can kind of come up with a reason why this is a logical decision, why this would be the right thing to do. But that wasn't really how I came to yes in regard to this. This wasn't about reason. This wasn't about, oh, this makes sense intellectually. This was more about going into the heart and saying, really, what is this in line with my true purpose and in line really with the unfolding of the universe? Because that's where the real energy is when your efforts are in alignment with the flow of cosmic energy. And it was like, you know, the the cars that they have down in San Francisco, you know, the trolley.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, they have each car. There's a line that's constantly moving. It's just constantly going, and each cart grabs onto that line and then moves with that line. And going with the cosmic source is very similar. It's like you let go of the distraction, you let go of the mind chatter, and you hold on to this current of divine energy, this flow of love. And that's what this experience has been for me is really like you said, it's all in, which makes it a real exercise in surrender. And the more, yes, the bigger the yes, the more sincere your surrender, the faster you move on this journey.
I know. You better fasten your seatbelt. You know, I'm saying you better get yourself some kind of harness.
So we're about ready. Right. So we're about to go to another break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean really to live an awakened life? What is that? Why are we here? What's the purpose of this? Again, you're listening to The Awakened Life with Adam Seward here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
You're listening to Awakened Life. Real talk, right here, right now. Hello, everybody. Again, welcome back. This is Adam Seward. You're listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, we want to connect with you. So would you, if you're interested in being part of the show or coming on, or if you have a story that you want to share, you can go to my website, adamsewardcounseling.net, and email me through there. You can also email us at theawakenedlife@gmail.com. So we'd love to hear from you. So we've been talking about the journey, how we got to this point here of being on the radio, the many ups and downs, the twists and turns that have brought us to this point, and certainly the people who brung us here, who are sitting right here, and the role that they've played in creating this this now weekly radio show. But the next question really is what are we here to talk about? I mean, if we've come to this point, what is the message? What is the backbone? What is the purpose of this show? And so obviously the show is called Awaken Life, but I want to talk a little bit, both with you, Dad, and Pat about, sure, about the vision of what it means to live an awakened life. And I've been thinking about it, and I have a number of, you could call them pillars, that make up what it means to live an awakened life. But one thing that I have here that I'm seeing as a definition is to live with an open heart in the awareness of who you are and why you're here. That's the thing. What do you Dad? What do you think about that?
I think it's wonderful. It's so difficult to put it into words. It's really an awareness. It's a loving of what is.
Mm.
Very difficult to put it into words, but the experience is something when we can get a hold of it. We come in and out of it, but when we can really experience it, it's wonderful.
And Dad, this is something that for you, this isn't something that you've really been aware of your entire life,
oh,
is it?
No, I've been blessed. I had a son that was a teacher, and I was the student. And my son has, and it all started in the year 2000 when he woke us up at 4 in the morning.
I woke up and then I woke you up.
I didn't know that was the awakening, but that was it.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I didn't know either.
No.
But over the last 10, I mean, it's been 10, can you believe it's been 10 years since that?
That's amazing. And, you know, it's unusual for a father to follow in the footsteps of their son and be the student in that role. And I know there's a lot of dads out there that probably don't understand that. But in this show, we're going to talk a lot about our relationship.
You know, I want to say, too, it's a little bit unusual for a son to hear his father say that he views me as a teacher. I mean, that's unusual for me to hear you say that in a sense. And really, the only way that I reconcile it is that I'm aware that the awareness that's coming through really is ageless.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually, it's beyond birth and death. It doesn't really have a beginning or an ending. So it's that's how I come to, you know, how
sure.
I reconcile it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot more the experience. This is just my personal experience, but the experience is that, yeah, the awareness is really bigger than this 29-year-old guy, Adam Seward.
Well, and Adam had it made. He could, you know, I have a law practice. I'm getting up in my years. I'd like to transition out of my law practice, and I encouraged Adam to follow in my footsteps and take over my practice. He had no interest. Dr. Pat, can you believe that? He had no interest.
No, I don't know what he was thinking.
I had a different calling. It was a different calling.
I'm still hearing that story from my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, what? You went back to school at what age to get a $100,000 education so that you could, what, be called Dr. Pat?
Mm.
when are you going to wake up, sister? You know, I mean, it's interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it is. And it's a sign, I think, of the times that we live in. One thing that and this really does relate, again, to what I believe it means to live an awakened life, but we seem to be in a time in our world's development where evolution is speeding up. And so interestingly, the younger generations are in some sense passing their parents in terms of mm-hmm. just their spiritual evolution. And I've got a young guy in my practice who is way beyond even where I was when I was 19.
Yeah, but we stand on the shoulders of all that have come before. I mean, of the most profound statements that was ever made to me was by Gloria Steinem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was asking her about her role in the women's movement, for those of you that don't remember, there actually was bra burning. I mean, it had meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the people that was a catalyst for that. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking with her and interviewing her and very humbly said, you know, we stand on the shoulders of all that have come before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I stood on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The women after me, the men after me.
Mm-hmm.
So we do. See, you've got to stand on some toned up, muscle built, bodybuilding shoulders that both your parents had.
And it's so important. I've heard it said that it's so important that we stand on the shoulders and not the heads of our teachers, because it really is them that that have lifted us up,
mm-hmm.
that have got us to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dad, what else does it mean to live an awakened life from your view? Because I think you've got a pretty good view of this.
Well, that reminds me of the segment of the show that I'm going to be chairing.
Yeah, I should mention that
you sure.
Part of this process and part of what became so clear right from the get-go is that you would have a segment, that you would have a piece of this.
Yes.
Focused on gratitude.
We're calling the segment Awakened Prosperity, but what does that really mean? And what really is prosperity? And Adam and I have gone back and forth on this. What prosperity really is about is gratitude. And I know there's some people out there that might have trouble making that connection, but when you really think about it, and I want to read a passage, if I may.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
This is from Adam's book, Embracing Silence, and it's his chapter on gratitude and thankfulness, and I think this will bring it all together. But gratitude means coming into the moment and into the awareness of the completeness of the moment. To quote Lao Tzu,
yeah.
When you realize there's nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you.
Well, that's prosperity.
That's prosperity.
Could you email that down to D.C.? Remember, awakening. I just remind everybody out there to live with an open heart in the awareness of who you are and why you're here. Open heart is really the key.
Yeah, it really is.
It's from that open-hearted awareness, that open-hearted place that you do it. Everything that you have, everything that's been given to you, comes into view.
Yes.
And then naturally, gratitude arises from the heart, and in the heart.
You know, there's nothing that will shut a heart. I actually had this, I can't believe I had this conversation with a very, very dear friend of mine, hours last night and this morning. And, you know, I have come to believe in my own life about the soul's journey. And I really do believe that it's somehow profound contract, you know, your soul, my soul, it's right here, or whatever reason, yep. It's here. And the open heart part of what you've really talked about, Adam, in open heart, and what I've come to really believe about this soul's contract is that we get an opportunity to go through every level of our agreements, our soul helping us, moving us forward. And it's so smooth. It's as smooth as a baby's butt, really, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. It's smooth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the soft texture of a pillow when we do that.
Yeah.
The thing that will shut down the soul, break the contract, and leave people hanging is when fear becomes the point of reference for decisions we make and for how we lead our life. If you want your soul contract to shut itself down for another day, maybe, then start making decisions in your life that are fear-based. Mm. And we all get a taste of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody asked me, they said, well, and I said, you know, every relationship you end, and that's not just with people, but with jobs, with cars, with everyone, every really relationship that you end and begin from fear is fated for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the soul, and as you put so brilliantly, requires a heart to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is what opens the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Love is what opens the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And fear and faith have been dueling this out. Like dueling banjos long before we were here. And I think that's what's so important about your show and your message.
Yeah.
It's really a reminder. Every one of us, you know, myself including, I mean, I do this show, but I am just as scared as the next person when it comes to things. So what you've done is both of you has been able to, you've been able to lay a platform, a foundation for every Monday, 3:00 Pacific time, 6:00 Eastern time, WBOQ, KKNW, to remind us. In beautiful ways and fun.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. There's a vibration. It's like a tone, and it resonates. It resonates in the heart, and each one of us is finding our way into alignment with that tone, so that that vibration, that tone, can literally be the soundtrack of our lives, in a sense. And as the heart does open, we become more and more resonant, it feels like, with that tone. And the life experience and the opportunities that show up are in alignment with that tone and offering us the opportunity to even go further with that. And certainly feel blessed to be, you know, in the presence of two people who I see doing that so fearlessly and so confidently.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, and I know Dr. Pat's with me on this, yeah, if only we could get this message to Washington.
Fear or faith? You got to make the call.
Yeah.
Each of us. Yeah. I mean, I looked at every decision that I was about to make today, and I knew we were going to come on this show and working with Adam. And I'll tell you, it is so interesting how often we go to fear and we don't even know it. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to come up as, you know, like my friend said, oh, I was walking and I hit a black bear hit my path. Okay, you're afraid. Be afraid. But it comes up in strange ways.
Yeah. Gosh. Well, this is the conversation that needs to be had. This is the tone. This is really the tone, this tone expressing itself through our relationships and through the passion that we each have for this.
I think it's hysterical, too.
Yeah.
I think it's hysterical. I almost didn't weigh myself this morning on the scale. I mean, this is how it shows up.
Yeah.
Come on. You know this,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I almost didn't. I weigh myself every day. I mean, it's part of a health thing I do, right? Every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. Why? I almost didn't do it. Why? Because I thought I ate too much of something yesterday. Mm-hmm. What a power fear has that you wouldn't get. You, come on.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I had taken all my clothes off, and I was still looking for something to take off. And I ended up getting on the scale and lost a half a pound. But who needs that kind of level of stress? Something so simple. So, my gosh, if we can't learn what you're talking about, mm-hmm, and what you're going to help us with every day, then our lives are going to be so limited. Every day will be about playing not to lose.
Right. And similarly, there's this sense, the sense that I have that it is happening. People are doing it. And sometimes it's, you know, in difficult ways. And sometimes we see conflict and we see struggle, you know, but each of us, we're all doing it, you know, in our own way, and mm-hmm, are giving it our best shot. And I love what the Course in Miracles says. It just says there is nothing to fear, period. It leaves it at that. It doesn't even elaborate. And I thought this recently. It's like you look out at the world and you're either going to see one of two things, fear or love. Either it's a whole world trying to help you, or it's a whole world trying to screw you and take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which do you think it is, right?
I don't know. Sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. I mean, that's the story of my life.
Yeah.
You know what the key is?
Yeah.
Recognizing it. Mm-hmm. You know, recognizing that you are on a crash course that is not even close to the greater good you want in your life.
Yeah.
And being able to understand that there is a power in what you just said,
yeah, mm-hmm,
in love and gratitude,
mm-hmm,
as you just said,
mm-hmm,
to completely shift in a nanosecond.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the mission. That is the purpose of the show. And that's why we're here. It's just to have that conversation right there, right, Dad?
That's exactly right. To have the conversation, to allow people to come in and experience it, This show is really an experience. Hopefully people can experience it with us.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because that actually reminds me of the Experience Oneness event that has been happening this summer. It's actually this Experience Oneness Summer Series, which it's at Unity of Bellevue, actually, and our next one is August 21st at 5 o'clock, and obviously for those of you on the East Coast, you probably won't be able to come. You may be able to live stream. We're working on that, the event, but Dad, you actually came to the first Experience Oneness event. Is there anything you could tell the listeners about how that was for you?
Well, this was very interesting, because Adam hadn't been open to inviting me or his mother to one of his talks, mm-hmm. his public speaking events.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I actually do.
And so
my best friend, who's our producer, she's never seen me speak.
Oh, okay. Right. Quite a bit different in this situation, obviously, though.
But here we have a special invitation from Adam. And by the way, it was on Father's Day, which was really made it special.
Yeah, it was.
And so we attended. It was wonderful. The energy, the group meditation, you could feel the energy in the room. His mother, Diane, we'll talk about Diane, I'm sure, on the show from time to time.
Hi, Mom.
She's
actually here. She's in the auxiliary room. We can see her. Mom, wait, will you wave? Yeah, she's here.
But we experienced that. We went out to dinner. At a local restaurant, we ordered some champagne. We had this wonderful Father's Day with the meditation, the group meditation, and then the dinner. And out of the blue, the waiter comes up to me and says, "You have a wonderful voice for radio." And Adam and I looked at each other and we said, "This is unbelievable."
I mean, of all the things the waiter could have said, I mean, come on, right?
I mean, I had a real weird shirt on, you know, they probably didn't match my pants, but
yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, though, there's a video. We taped that Experience Oneness event. And so if you want to see that video, that's actually available on my website too, adamsewardcounseling.net. So you can go there and watch what that gathering looked like. Just to get a sense and a feel of it. But certainly we'd love to have you if you could come.
And EmbracingSilence.com also has a lot of helpful media.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Dad, do you want to give out your website?
Well, RichardSeward.com if you want to learn more about me. And that's really all you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to wrap it up here, kind of in the last few minutes or so. This has really been fun. Dr. Pat, it's been so good to have you here, and
what a mentor you've been, Dr. Pat. It's great. I love it. We're just beginning.
This is the beginning. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. Remember what I said? I mean, this is really what I'm experiencing. I have to remind myself, and I get to hang out with folks like you because you remind me. You're such a mirror. And it is that, you know, once one layer gets peeled away, mm-hmm. it's not that the soul stops pulling us up, mm-hmm. right? You know, it's with that open heart, Adam, that you talked about, mm-hmm. that the soul is ready for the next level, the next rising, the next awakening, as you would say. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Yeah. And we've got a great show lined up for you next week, too. I mean, we are really just going even deeper. And today is sort of an introduction, and certainly wonderful experience, but definitely tune in next Monday at 3:00. And also if you ever need to listen to any of these shows, they're all archived, so you can download them online. You can either go to Dr. Pat's website to do that, drpatshow.com, or the KKNW website.
Or you can go to Transformation Talk Radio.
Pretty much everywhere. You can and anywhere at any time you can have access to these shows.
Sure. So if you enjoy this show today, tell your friends. There's plenty of ways to get access.
So I want to ask each of you a question in wrapping up.
Yeah.
I would love to know what your personal message is. What do you want to leave our listeners with?
My personal message is listeners, this father-son relationship we have is so special. It's based on love. Adam in his book calls it the big L. Mm-hmm. I can't express in words how unbelievable that is. And this date, August 1st, was the date, ironically, and this has a universal impact here. This was the date that my father died in 1963. I was 11 years old. And the love that I feel for my son by working with him and having this relationship helps to heal what that little boy experienced back then in 1963. And this has just been a wonderful day.
Wow.
I know. I was like, I'm just trying not to cry right now.
Gosh. Father's Day was the experience one.
Yeah.
Today's the anniversary of your father's passing.
Yes.
It just makes it so crystal clear that we're not alone in this.
No.
That there's just such a presence that's working this all out. And, the love that we've shared and the way that's blossomed into now this opportunity. It's truly remarkable. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today.
Yes, thank you.
This is the beginning of it's a beginning of a relationship that we're all very, very excited to move forward with.
Very.
This
is great.
Yeah. And all of you out there, this is a great time spot. This, the afternoon, those of you driving and you're getting introduced to Adam, you're going to really have the pleasure of Adam and Rick being on air every week at this time. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning in and supporting Adam. And all of us right here are in deep gratitude, Adam, for you and your dad and the support of your family for saying yes to a higher level of consciousness. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.